presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, it's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton. Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, possessed of physical powers far beyond those of mortals, and who walks about among ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. Can a freight car, sandwiched in among 100 others, disappear into thin air on a trip between one station and another? Well, that's the problem Superman is now trying to solve. As Clark Kent, he and Lois were assigned to cover for their paper the arrival of a freight train, bringing with it a specially armored car bearing $5 million in gold, gold being moved from another city to the National Bank in Metropolis. Our friends reached the railroad terminal just as the train pulled in, and it was at that moment that... But wait, let's listen.
For Calcutta, Big India, Phoenicia, Esopus, West Yokum, Boysville, leaving on track four.
Order,
sir. Order. We are
very
thankful. Clark, it isn't possible. It simply couldn't happen.
Well, it has happened, Lois.
Well, then will you please explain how? The Metropolis National Bank has a specially armor-plated freight car built. They sandwiched the car in among nearly 100 others. There's an armed crew inside the car, and it's sealed from the outside.
I know, and yet when the train arrives here in Metropolis, the special armored car is missing. Vanished completely.
Along with the crew and $5 million. Clark, it isn't possible.
Mm-hmm. You did some checking up at Bolton, the last stop the train made?
Yeah, I telephoned the station agent there. Wanted to get a few details on the story we're supposed to write. And he told me he checked that car through when the train made its last stop there.
Well, then, if we can believe his story, the freight car must have disappeared between Bolton and Metropolis. Come on, Lois.
Where to?
Have a talk with the engineer. I want to find out definitely whether or not this train stopped between here and Bolton.
Yeah, I'd sort of like to know about that myself.
Excuse me.
And?
Are you the engineer on this train?
Yes.
My name's Kent, reporter for the Daily Planet.
And?
Yeah, I'd like to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind answering them.
Depends.
Well, talkative, isn't he?
I'm interested in trying to solve this case for my paper. It'd make a swell story. One thing I'd like to know, did you make any stops between Bolton and here?
Nope.
You didn't stop even once? You didn't get a red signal at some switch off or anything like that?
Nope.
Well, look, was there anything that struck you as being peculiar about it? Anything on this run that you never noticed on other trips?
Nope.
I see. Well, thanks a lot.
Welcome.
Come on, Lois.
Well, he was a man of few words, Clark, but he certainly said a mouthful. Now, you'd have to be a Superman to solve this case.
Maybe, and maybe not.
Well, we haven't got very far anyway. All we've done is verify the fact that the train did not stop between here and Bolton.
Well, that's a good deal. That's the one point we've got to be sure of above all others. Whether or not this train stopped.
And yet, Clark, if it didn't stop, how on earth...
Wait a second, Lois. Here comes Inspector Neely of the police. Hello, Inspector.
Hello, Kent. Miss Lane.
Well, what do you make of that car vanishing so completely, Inspector?
Kent, if I knew the answer to that one, I wouldn't be looking so worried.
Well, there must be some explanation for it.
When you find it, drop me a line. I'll see you later.
He is worried, Clark.
Well, $5 million is a lot of money.
Well, where to now?
Lois, I want to talk to the boys in the caboose, the brakemen.
Say, that's an idea. They ought to know something about this.
Well, let's hope they do.
Yes, Tom?
Hey, I've been laughing at that guy and that dame. Uh-huh. I found out they're reporters from the Daily Planet.
What about them, Crumb?
Seems to me they're nosing around a little too much, asking too many questions. I'd better get in touch with the boss.
What for?
Well, the boss never lets things get out of hand, nips them right in the bud.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Instead of waiting till these two really do find out something about the missing freight car, I think he'll want them put out of the way.
Oh.
Now, you wait here, Lesby, and keep an eye on him.
Okay.
I'm going to telephone the boss.
Brakeman didn't have much to tell us either.
No, doggone it. We got no more out of him than we did out of the engineer. I think what we'd better do now is have a talk with the conductor.
Now, wait, Clark. See, I don't see where we're going to get... Clark, now, where has he got to? I've never seen a man who could lose himself as quickly and easily as Clark Kent. He'd lose his head if it weren't tied on.
Bolton Station speaking. Yeah, the 432 just went through. Okay. Yes, gentlemen, what can I do for you?
I want to talk with you, pal.
Yeah, I want to talk with you. What about?
I want to talk to you about that freight car that disappeared, pal.
Yeah, about the freight car that disappeared.
I don't know anything about that, not a thing. I saw the gold car go through with the freight train, and that's all I know about it.
You got it wrong, pal.
Yeah, you got it wrong.
That gold car wasn't with the freight train. That car had disappeared before the train got here.
Oh, no, that isn't so. You see, I checked that car through personally.
Listen, anybody asks you, like the police, you tell them the car wasn't there.
No, I can't say that. That ain't so. If they ask me, I got to tell the truth.
I don't like to talk too much, pal. You do like I tell you, or won't you?
I can't say that car wasn't there when it was. I can't tell the police.
How can you say it?
No, sir. I ain't going to tell a lie no matter what
you
do.
Let me have a crack at it, Joe.
Get your hands off that man.
Huh? Hey, look, Bill, a masquerade costume.
Yeah, costume.
What have you been doing to this man?
Scram, Charlie, you'll get hurt.
I wouldn't try any rough stuff, boys.
Okay, you're asking for it. Let him have it, Bill.
With the greatest of pleasure.
Holy mackerel!
You lifted Bill right off the floor.
Yes, and now the same goes for you, pal.
Stay away from me. I got a gun. Stand back. Stand back or I'll shoot.
Try it, pal.
I can't understand it.
Now it's my turn. Here, now.
Oh, put me down. Put me down.
Now, let me see. Shall it be through the door or the window?
No, please.
The window will do, I think.
No.
You can take your friend with you. Well, that's that. And now, my friend.
Who are you?
Don't worry. I won't harm you. What do those men want of you?
That freight car. The one that disappeared.
Yes?
They wanted me to swear it had disappeared before it reached here.
And it hadn't?
No, sir. That car was okay when it reached here. I checked it through myself.
You did, eh? Well, that's all I came here to find out. Thank you, and goodbye.
Huh?
Well, I'm sure now that freight train made no stops between here and Metropolis. And I'm also sure that the special gold car disappeared between those two places. That covers a lot of trackage. So there's only one thing to do. Up, and away! Flown along these tracks between Bolton and Metropolis three times and not a single clue. The most baffling mystery I've ever come across. Almost as though some giant hand had reached down and picked up that missing car. Not one single clue. Wait a minute. What's that? Down. Oh, stone from someone's ring, eh? An emerald. Funny. Unless someone dropped it from a passing train. A large emerald. And an expensive one, too. I'll have to try to find the owner. But that'll have to wait. Now, up in the air again. Up, and away!
Miss me.
Oh, hello, Crumb. Did you telephone the boss?
Yeah. He says to get rid of the reporter and his girl.
Gee, Crumb, I don't know. I don't see why we have to kill somebody just because they're asking questions.
Well, the boss thinks people who ask questions now may find out some embarrassing answers later on.
Oh.
He believes in getting rid of them quick.
Yeah.
Hey. I just see the girl. Where's the guy?
Well, I lost him in the crowd, Crumb. We can pick him up later. What's he going to do with the girl?
Yeah. Well, I figure that out on my way over here.
Yeah.
Now, listen, the 941 is due in on track 6 in just a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
I'll manage to get the girl over to the platform of track 6. We'll stand there talking. You come up behind us, and just as the 941 comes in, you shove her in front of it. Get me?
Yes, I get you. When the 941 comes in, I shove her in front of it.
Yeah.
Excuse
Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
You're a reporter for the Daily Planet, ain't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I got a story for you about this missing freight train, if you care to hear it.
I certainly would.
Well, would you mind coming over to Platform 6 with me? I'll tell you there.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. Why do we have to go over to Platform 6?
Well, you see, I promised to meet a friend who's coming in on the 941. I don't want to miss him. So, if you don't mind...
Well, if I want that story, I guess I haven't any choice in the matter.
Okay, then. Just let's move over to Platform 6. I'll tell you all about it at the 941, you'll see.
941 arriving on Track 6. 941 on Track 6. 941 arriving on Track 6.
Lois Lane is in grave danger. How will Superman save her? And by the way, have you solved the mystery of how the freight car vanished into thin air? Then be sure to hear the next thrilling episode of our story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky!
Look! It's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.